Good morning. It's Monday Morning Coffee with Liz, and today is Monday, September 5th. It's Labor Day. Labor Day for many is all about a last blast at the beach or lake with family and friends, backyard barbecues, school retail bonanzas, and the grudging realization that sun-soaked play days are no more. But the day has a much deeper meaning and marks a pivotal moment in the U.S. labor history, and it had a pretty violent start. In the late 1800s, the state of labor was grim as U.S. workers toiled under bleak conditions, 12 or more hour workdays, hazardous work environments, meager pay. Children, some as young as 5, were often fixtures at plants and factories. The dismal livelihoods fueled the formation of the country's first labor unions, which began to organize strikes and protest and pushed employers for better hours and pay. Many of the rallies often turned violent. On September 5th, 1882, 10,000 workers took unpaid time off to march in a parade from City Hall to Union Square in New York City as a tribute to American workers. Organized by New York's Central Labor Union, it was the first unofficial Labor Day parade in the country. 3 years later, some city ordinances marked the first government recognition, and legislation soon followed in a number of states. Then came May 11, 1894, and a strike that shook an Illinois town founded by George Pullman, an engineer and industrialist who created the railroad sleeping car. The community, located on the south side of Chicago, was designed as a company town in which most of the factory workers who built Pullman cars lived. When wage cuts hit, 4,000 workers staged a strike that pitted the American Railroad Union versus the Pullman Company and the federal government. The strike and boycott against trains triggered a nationwide transportation nightmare for freight and passenger traffic. At its peak, the strike involved about 250,000 workers in more than 25 states. Riots broke out in many cities. President Grover Cleveland called in army troops to break the strikers, and more than a dozen people were killed in the unrest. After the turbulence, Congress, at the urging of Cleveland in an overture to the labor movement, passed an act on June 28, 1894, making the first Monday in September Labor Day. It was now a legal holiday. In the coming decades, the day took root in American culture as the unofficial end of summer and was marked by parades, picnics, and family friend time. So now that you know the facts, make it a great day.